unbelief, the reason for defeat and retreat. Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So many times we come to this place in our Christian life that we should consider this statement as the reason for our many woes in life, the spiritual battles that cause us to retreat. And Jesus here is telling his disciples it's the cause of their defeat, their unbelief. They were given power over devils, called and ordained, yet they run up to one case that is hard for them. They can't defeat him. The lunatic of a son that was full of a devil that they could not cast out. All of them were there, and none of them could help. Jesus tells them the reason that they cannot help. It's because of their unbelief. I suppose their cry is the same as the other man's cry. I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Note this, that even a man with spiritual power, one that has walked with God for a very long time, can still be one that can come up against a mountain that only faith, only prayer, only fasting will bring him to conquer, will bring him over the mountain to win the battle. How many challenges do we have or besetting sins or weights that we cannot lay aside due to unbelief? How many times do we fail to control our anger or react to circumstances? How many times does fear take us and grip us? You say, why does this happen to a saved man? Here is why. Because of your unbelief. We lose many times over the little battles of the day because of unbelief. As much as we would like it to be different, it's not. It's unbelief. The reason people don't give to the Lord is unbelief. The reason we do not stand up for Christ is unbelief. The reason why we have the besetting sins that we do is unbelief. The reasons we fall for temptation is unbelief. Jesus said, if you had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, the mountain would remove hence to a yonder place, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Learn then the most basic but important lesson of unbelief and its weaknesses. Ours is a life of faith, and when we activate our faith, we will be able to fight faith's spiritual battles. Now Jesus gives us a hint as how to get the victory here. By prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting, he said, would cast it out. Jesus said unbelief, which was the cause of why they couldn't cast the devil out, would be cured by prayer and fasting. Satan does not wish to be around a believing man, but he will torment a man that is struggling with unbelief. You and I must focus ourselves on Christ, and we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must have times of doubt and unbelief fill our hearts, these are the times that we must go to the Lord in prayer. And so much the more as you see the day approaching, should you be in prayer to the Lord every day, and at times of the day when fear fills your heart, when faith does not seem to move mountains, we must go to the one that created the mountains. We must go to the one that knows how to fix everything. We must go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer and fasting will help build your faith and give you the victory over all your trials. Follow the scriptures. What is the reason? Unbelief. It is the reason for retreat and defeat.